Hey folks, January 2018, it's upon us, it's here, it's right in front of us. In fact, most of us have already started the year, and maybe it started without a big bang, maybe it started with a big bang, but nonetheless, here we are. If you're listening on the podcast, thanks very much for tuning in. If you're watching on YouTube, hey, how are you doing? I've got lots of exciting things to share in this particular episode. I'm actually very, very excited to be here with you, and I hope that you're able to find a little bit of encouragement and inspiration out of what I'll be chatting about today. And so let's get started. Let's get started right at the top. For those of you that don't know, I began my working career in 1996. I was hired off of the sidewalk by an entrepreneur. Now, as a kid and as a teenager, I always enjoyed reading biographies about entrepreneurs that were able to create something out of nothing. Individuals like Rockefeller and Morgan and Carnegie, or maybe more recent entrepreneurs like Branson and Dell and Gates. That heroic story of being able to take an idea, work against kind of the common ideas of the day to produce something that nobody thought was possible. And in producing that, make the world a little bit of a better place. Well, my entrepreneurial story began in 1996. And it's been an interesting story since then. And like every great story, there's a rise and a fall. And then, of course, the period of redemption. And having turned 40 just a few months ago and entering into 2018, I believe that I'm in the redemption chapter of my entrepreneurial story. You see, between the ages of 20 to 30, I'm going to refer to that as the rise of the young entrepreneur, because that decade was spent pursuing any business idea that I could think of. I thought I was invincible. I thought I could do anything. And even when things didn't make sense, I went ahead and did them. Now, I ended up turning 30, and coinciding with the financial crisis, spent the ages of 30 to 40, that decade, which I'll refer to as the fall of my entrepreneurial story. That decade was spent cleaning up about $1 million worth of problems and learning a lot about myself and realizing that maybe I wasn't as invincible as my younger self thought I was. Now, before you feel sorry for me, not all is lost. During all of these years, I was able to become a husband and a father to 5 amazing kids. And for all of the things that maybe weren't working out in my professional life, certainly in my personal life, I've been blessed more than anyone should be. And so as I turned 40 years old, entering this next chapter of my story and looking forward into 2018, I wanted this chapter to be different. And so I've decided to take all of my lessons learned, all of my wins and my failures and my advice ignored, and use it all to contribute to the story of other entrepreneurs that are building great businesses. In fact, my goal in 2018 is to help 100 entrepreneurs that are looking to start, grow, or fix their business. And what is it that I want to do exactly? Why do I want to do it? Well, if you're an entrepreneur, let me tell you, it's a lonely place, if you haven't figured that out by now. It can be really difficult to share your struggles and your challenges with your family and your friends and other people who aren't entrepreneurs because they just don't get it. It can also be really frustrating and scary and stressful if you find yourself in a situation or in a circumstance that doesn't seem like it's going to get any better. Maybe you've got debt, or maybe you've got investors, or maybe you've made some legal mistakes. And who do you turn to? Who do entrepreneurs turn to? Well, we all know that the failure rate for entrepreneurs is really, really high. Now, there's lots of reasons for that, but one of the reasons I believe entrepreneurs fail is because there's no real support system for them. Now, this year, I'm not looking to build a support system. I'm simply looking to take my 2 decades of experience and invest it into the lives and into the businesses of 100 other entrepreneurs. And so, I don't know what your goals are for 2018. I don't know what they are for you personally. I don't know what they are for you professionally. But for me, I'm looking to make a pretty big dent this year. And in addition to that goal, I'm going to document it. I'm going to create some videos every week. I'll be producing an update as to how it's going, what I spent the previous week doing, the entrepreneurs that I met, the challenges faced. Sometimes I'll tell you who it is. Sometimes I won't to protect their identity and maybe their business as well. But I'm going to share my year. I'm going to share this story because I think that there are a lot of entrepreneurs out there that could get over the hump, could get over the challenge that they're having, and could continue to contribute to their community and the world around them if they just had a little bit of help. And in my small way, I'm hoping to contribute to that. So stay tuned. Follow along as I produce these updates every week and as I ship out content. And I've got some pretty neat things planned for this year. So if you've been a part of my story so far, thanks for hanging out and for being a part of it. And if you haven't and you're joining for the first time, I hope that you find it inspiring and encouraging. And I do have one ask. If you're listening to this right now or you're watching this, I would ask that you'd like it or share it, because you may save an entrepreneur's life, believe it or not. The only way I'm going to be able to help some entrepreneurs is if they know that I'm out there, or I know that they're out there. And by you sharing this content, or by liking it, or by rating it, or whatever you can do to interact with it, it's going to get some legs and it's going to find its way into the life of another entrepreneur. And so I'd really appreciate it if you could do that. And thanks for hanging out with me on this episode. Again, a little bit more personal. Every episode might be a little bit different than this one because I've shared a lot of things here, but I really hope you follow along in this next chapter of my entrepreneurial story as I look to participate in the stories of other entrepreneurs. So all the best in 2018, and I look forward to connecting.